Welcome back to Colorado's Morning News on this Memorial Day. Seems like we're finally starting to get smarter about the importance of balanced hormones. Suzanne Summers is a vocal proponent of bioidentical hormones. She's been on them for years.
It's been able to restore me to a quality of life that I don't think I ever even had before.
A doctor who's at the forefront of the science behind balancing hormones is Dr. Gary Donovitz. He's a gynecologist based in Texas and the author of the new book, Age Healthier, Live Happier, Avoiding Overmedication Through Natural Hormone Balance. He's the president and founder of BioT Medical. Good morning and thanks for coming on, Dr. Donovitz.
Thanks for having me.
So how did modern science start to realize the importance of hormones and equate balanced hormones with feeling good?
The subcutaneous hormone pellet therapy, which is what really I like to do to optimize people's hormones, has been around for 80 years. Unfortunately, after it was discovered and formatted, the next thing that happened was synthetic hormones came out, specifically those hormones from horses. And those sort of took off in the market because the pharmaceutical companies were able to make a lot more money off of that than bioidentical hormones. And they captured the market for a number of years, really excluding bioidentical hormones until the 1990s, when there was a resurgence of bioidentical hormones, mostly in creams and patches. And now pellet therapy is finally making a resurgence worldwide.
And that's what BioT Medical is all about. We'll get into that coming up in just a minute. But what's the real difference between synthetic and natural?
Well, there's a lot of difference. Number one, most people that have taken hormones, specifically oral hormones, synthetic or otherwise, have experienced a number of side effects, blood clots, heart attacks, stroke, and breast cancer. So that's really deterred a lot of women, and men for that matter too, from taking hormone therapy. Women have been scared to take hormone therapy for a number of years, mostly because of those risks.
I think a lot of people got scared away from a big women's health study that was done, in 2002? And did that equate taking hormones with breast cancer?
Yeah, so in that study, particularly the one that had both estrogen and progestin is a synthetic progesterone, and the estrogen was the one that came from the pregnant mare horse. Both of those were combined into one pill and given to a number of women, in fact, thousands of women, and there was an increased risk in breast cancer and blood clots and heart attacks and strokes. After that, both the patients quit taking hormones and the physicians quit prescribing hormones. If you go back and you look, there were thousands of women who have suffered, actually have died because they did not take their hormones, and they were therefore unable to protect vital organs like their brain and their heart and their bones.
So a big part of this is re-educating the public about what natural hormone replacement is. And when we think of female hormones specifically, you may think of estrogen and progesterone, but women also need testosterone, don't they?
Well, testosterone is really the main hormone that women lack because they start so early losing it in the mid-20s. In fact, 10 to 15 years before menopause, women start losing testosterone. By the age of 40, they've lost 50% of their production. Testosterone is really important for brain protection and for memory focus and concentration. That's why women start getting weight gain across the midsection. It's also why people get tired. They don't sleep well at night. Problem is, most patients that suffer from those things get on other medications to treat those. Like they take diet pills, they take sleeping pills, they take antidepressants. That's not really the way for those women to have a high quality of life. What they need is to have their hormones optimized.
Yeah, let's talk about what optimizing means, because this happened to me. I'm sure it's happened to a lot of us. If you don't feel good, you go to your doctor, they test your hormone levels, and they say, well, I mean, it all looks normal. You say that's not quite going deep enough.
It's not going deep enough, and it shows a lack of understanding for the real problem. The thing is, as we get older, not only are we losing hormones, but the receptors in our bodies for those hormones have been made toxic by the foods we eat, by the environment. Often it takes much more of the same hormone in order to get the desired effect. So the take-home is if you optimize your hormone, and for women, that's going to be thyroid hormone, testosterone hormone, estrogen hormone, and progesterone, now you actually reestablish that quality of life when you felt the best, probably in your early 20s.
Yep.
And you do it safely because you're using those hormones that were produced in your body and replacing them with hormones that look exactly the same.
Okay, let me throw this at you. I've heard the argument that if nature intended us to have the same testosterone levels in our 40s and 50s as we do in our 20s and 30s, then that's how we would have been created. Is there something unnatural about that kind of hormone level as we age?
No, really what you should think about is this. If you go back in time, and history's a great teacher, then what you realize is in the 1930, most people never lived long enough to get to menopause, or for males, andropause. So it really didn't matter that you had a sustained level of testosterone or sustained level of estrogen and testosterone, because you were never going to live long enough to actually need that hormone replacement. Now, fast forward to 1970, 1990, and beyond, women and men are spending 30 and 40 years of their life in menopause and andropause. If you're hormone deficient and you're spending 30 or 40 years hormone deficient, you no longer have the protection that you need for your brain, for your heart, for your breast, for your bones, and for your prostate. And in the United States, we're doing a really bad job of improving quality of life for those seniors who are going to live into their 80s and 90s and maybe past 100 now with the advent of some new things that can extend life but may not extend quality of life.
And you think this all goes back to Big Pharma? You know, if you can't make money off of it, why develop it?
Well, that's true. I mean, you can't patent bioidentical hormones because they're the same hormones that you make and that I make.
Sure.
That's a big problem, but you can patent synthetic hormones. The problem is the synthetic hormones don't have the same effect in the body. And because of that, even though they may get your levels back up, they come with a whole host of side effects, so people may not stay on those. For instance, the hormones that were used in the Women's Health Initiative that increased breast cancer, people don't realize that if you had had your testosterone balanced with bioidentical testosterone, there's good evidence out there that you could reduce your risk for breast cancer. I think women would be very much in favor of reducing their risk for breast cancer, for reducing their risk for Alzheimer's disease. More women get Alzheimer's disease than men, for sure, and it's because of the lack of hormones.
And in wrapping up, we referenced your delivery system a little bit earlier, but maybe go more into that. You're critical of the creams and the shots. Why are you critical, and what do your pellets do?
Well, the creams have a very erratic absorption. Some people absorb too much. Some people absorb too little. Some people don't absorb them at all. Same with the patches. So the question is, are you getting enough of the hormones, and are you absorbing the hormones even if you put it on correctly? Second, those hormones have to be applied with creams twice a day, which really is not hassle-free. Women don't do well on a hormone roller coaster. Pellets, they go in the hip right under the skin, doesn't hurt when they go in, and they maintain constant blood levels. You only have to do them two or three times a year.
For all the info, it's biotemedical.com, biotemedical.com. Dr. Gary Donovitz, the book is Age Healthier, Live Happier, Avoiding Overmedication Through Natural Hormone Balance. Thanks for coming on. I appreciate sort of dispelling the myths and getting some facts out there.
Thanks, April, for having me.
Stay right there. It's Colorado's Morning News on this Memorial Day.